What's up, everyone? Welcome to Nerd Cube.
What's up?
New and improved. We got our new equipment hooked up and going finally, and Sean sounds like he's about to die.
We're professionals!
Sure, we are.
Who wants?
Yeah, if that's how you want to go about that.
Oh, yeah, no, this is awesome. It looks like a very good setup, and so far everything seems to be going well.
What exactly are we using, Mr. Techie?
I guess if people want to know, we're running Behringer Xeni, I think. I have no idea how you pronounce
Xenix?
That word. Xen, yeah, oh yeah, good.
Because,
yeah.
You know, the X, for sometimes, yeah, some reason, sounds like a Z sometimes. Yeah. No, I think it's dumb, too.
I think you're right.
Like in xylophone.
1204 USB, so we don't have to use a digital recorder. We can just go straight into the laptop.
Nice.
Okay. Easier that way for us, anyways.
Yeah, and the little sound test sounded
and
great.
And now we can actually hear who we are.
And it was recommended by Bitface, so yeah, I always trust them.
So this is our first test with our new mics and everything. We haven't used them at all. Not this. We haven't even...
So, is that not how you use it?
No, that's how Kevin Smith uses it.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to eat your mic now.
No, he's trying to blow it.
I couldn't fit that in my mouth.
Kevin's a big guy.
I'd make a horrible gay guy. I can't fit big things in my mouth.
Wow, creepy. I'm glad you can admit that.
In tiny bites.
Aww.
Timmy?
See, so just let you know that he's not about the size, gentlemen. No.
He likes the personality.
Damn right. What are you as redlined in this? Oh, I redlined it. Whoa.
What does that mean exactly when you say redline?
It's fucking loud.
Oh, well, that can be edited out. Yeah, or edited down.
We're working out.
It's all a test.
It's in progress.
You guys should know by now.
Test.
We're always testing
this
shit.
Exactly. We still don't even know what the hell we're doing.
But,
we're getting there.
Man, 20 episodes in.
And we actually have people liking stuff on our page.
We have like one person liking
stuff. No,
actually, there's been, the last few days, there's been a lot of stuff going on.
Some people I haven't even met.
I've only seen one person that I have no clue who it is.
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to look it up so we can give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for liking our page. But I know
Lessa. Hopefully they actually listen.
Lessa actually likes everything, pretty much. Lessa. I don't know why I've always called it Lessa. She yells at me all the time. Well, used to. But anyway.
Names. You know, names.
Name, I don't care.
Name drops.
I pronounce everything the way I fucking want to.
Right. Wonder
God,
post-like.
I always feel like I sound nasally. Now everybody's looking at their phone, and
I'm talking
to myself.
No, we're all talking here.
Jamie Brooks. Shout out to my girl, Jamie Brooks.
Yeah.
That's the only person I don't know that likes our stuff.
Yeah, and people makes me happy, so thank you for that. If you actually listen to us, sweet.
Right, and I like this little thing down here where it shows us who's...
Get your friends to listen to us.
More people need to share our shit.
But they don't like it, I guess.
Well, that's just because they don't know us, and we, like I said, we're still trying to get everything situated. We're not the most professional. We're doing this mainly for fun, so hopefully you guys are having fun with us.
Well, speaking of shout-outs, I think we were talking yesterday, trying to give a little shout-out to whoever it was that was climbing the Trump Tower.
Steve on the Trump Tower.
That guy's creepy as fuck.
I haven't yet seen that.
He's creepy as fuck.
What? Why?
He wanted a meeting with Trump.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Really? Well, guess what?
Like
you're fired.
He was very stalkery and creepy. More like the meeting was because he wanted to wear his skin.
Oh.
That's the vibe I got.
Oh, all right.
So he was actually a supporter.
I guess, yeah. So, I imagine a lot of Trump supporters probably want to wear people's skin.
Are we talking like, okay, but... I still wanted him to get to the top of the damn thing, at least. They should have let him get higher.
Right?
Right. Then if he would have fallen, it would have been a lot more
epic. Quite the
epic.
Contraption he was wearing.
What they should have just said was, could we have the backpack? Because you're making us nervous with the fucking backpack.
It's like, well, what else am I going to carry suction cups in around
did you
town?
See the? Did you see the video when the cops pulled him
I watched
off?
That thing live. For
they
like...
pulled his ass off.
Oh, I know. They ripped him in.
It's like, dude, he's still attached. You can't pull him. But...
I watched that for almost an hour and a half.
Wow.
Because I found a live link on Facebook. And... Like, so we had this comment thread going on, and all of us were talking about, we're like, where is it? Where the hell is he? This is kind of boring. He hasn't gotten that far. And then all of a sudden, once we saw cops start trying to get in his way, the whole thing flipped. Everybody started getting into it. They're like, climb, Steve, climb. Move it. Get up the damn tower.
You almost found that Pokemon.
We started doing hashtags, hashtag Steve Lives Matters, stuff like that. It was so hilarious. And I don't know. That was one of the funnest threads I've ever been part of.
Nice.
Yeah, that new Facebook Live thing is interesting.
It is extremely interesting. We need to play with that sometime.
Yeah.
It's really hard to play with that because if you play with it, you go live. And if people are watching you, you're acting like a dumbass because you don't know what you're doing.
So it's just like a different type of Periscope and
no,
lasts
it
longer?
Literally, Facebook Live is, it's, you turn, you immediately stream yourself to Facebook. So say you're riding down a big mountain on a bike, you want to wear your phone or your GoPro or
witnesses to your possible demise.
Yeah, you can tag your put yourself on Facebook as you're doing it. Or if you're at a party and you want like everybody to say hi to people on Facebook, or if there's a certain, you're not doing it, are you?
I think he might be doing it.
I might be setting up a live one right now.
Please,
so we can.
Don't do that. Why would that happen?
Oh, 3, 2, and
we're going live on Facebook
right
now.
Facebook, so
not that
right
anybody
now we're totally
is
streaming. My hair is terrible and I look ridiculous. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's okay.
Hey, there's all the new stuff.
The new equipment.
The funny thing is that nobody is going to have a clue what the hell is going on right now until they hear this podcast. God, I look terrible.
Is there no volume for this when they hear it?
No, the other.
Oh, no, they're hearing
it.
They can
hear us right now.
Yeah, we should explain. We're recording our podcast live right now.
Hi.
We were talking about what this Facebook Live thing was. So we thought we'd try it out.
So, yeah, there you go.
Wow. Well, hopefully somebody sees
this. Please stop this. Well, see, right now, if people were joining us, there would be comments in that.
And it would tell us.
Okay. Yeah, it would be telling us that we have like one viewer or two viewers or whatever like that. And if they wanted to shout out to us or say hi to us, we could comment in the comments and it'll pop up there and we can talk to them.
Oh, wow.
While doing it. But
that is crazy.
It's not happening right now because nobody pays attention
to
our page.
We have 35 followers. Nobody's going to see
it. No, but this video will remain on the page afterwards, right? So people could just look at it?
Kind of. I think so.
Yeah.
It should.
So I will look horrible on Facebook forever because Scott.
We all look horrible on Facebook.
We all look like shit. Deal with it. All right, guys. We're going to get back to the cast.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you for enduring that.
Okay, but yeah.
Technology, it's a wonderful
thing. So that's what it is we literally just streamed onto Facebook immediately.
That's cool.
There's no middleman, no nothing like that. There's no edits. My friend Heather has done it a few times. She does this night bike ride thing through Denver.
Oh, okay.
And films it and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
I've seen people, when I worked at a gas station, I saw people come through with the GoPros. I mean, that they obviously aren't doing that live, but they do upload it so people could go see it. And it's weird. There's a following for that. So it's like if there's a following for it, people find it.
I considered putting a GoPro on my Proton Pack to just stream cons, basically.
Yeah, put it like a shoulder mount.
Always have it facing behind
you. I think...
Because you might see more interesting stuff.
Right. People's reactions to looking at the back of your pack and shit.
We're both because, I mean, you don't always want to see, going to the bathroom now. Not crossing the streams.
I gotta build a new Proton Pack.
See, and there it is, and I look big to shit.
Well, yeah, that's
you
the
are
point.
We're usually big to shit.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, well, learning something new every day here.
But you could have actually watched it as it was happening. So
yeah, like when we're out doing something fun or whatever, we could
do that. Technically, that could be a part of, So like if we're at a con together, when we can't set this up, we can do that.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Just set up next to a charged thing and just run a cast that way.
And actually seeing our faces, which is weird. It'll be weird, but we can also, I'm fine with it.
Be live.
We're all a bunch ever. Of goofy looking motherfuckers yeah. who all have faces whatever. Made for radio.
It's not. I don't even have a voice for radio. My face.
Well,
looks
I didn't
crazy.
Say that.
My voice looks crazy. And my voice is nasally. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Fucked all around.
That means we just shove you down people's throats.
And
anyway.
You got the short.
We'll
stick.
Make them love you.
No, that actually. So that gets me stalkers.
Ooh. Dick stalkers.
Go fuck yourself, Timmy.
No,
are you worried you. About the...
Man, gotcha.
Doesn't matter.
Pretending we aren't lame.
That
anyway.
The world is never ending.
What?
Oh, that it was an old song.
Oh, I didn't know it was
Willy Wonka.
Something.
Yeah, you were.
Wow!
Completely on
accident. Yay!
Well,
there was a round of applause that nobody
can
hear.
That was awesome.
Oh, we have to edit that in somehow.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Random applause for your randomness.
All
right, that's awesome.
Anyway. So, but yeah, that's what live streaming is. And we were watching that, and we were having a I was having a conversation with like hundreds of people. It, that stream was just going to town.
Whose stream was it? Was it like a news?
CNN's.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask. Okay.
Yeah, it was CNN's stream, and we were just watching this guy climb up the freaking Trump Tower for like an hour to 2 hours.
Did anybody say he was
exactly how long.
Trying to find Pokemon?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was.
The very like, he first, must be Team Instinct.
The very first one I saw was... Oh, it was the very first one I saw is he's probably on a 2K egg right now. He's just dying. And that's where it erupted from because everybody was talking shit about that or just telling him, oh, what's in the backpack or, you know, let Steve climb or
his lunch. He might get hungry. How big
was
that tower?
Was that, huh?
How big is that tower?
I have no idea, but I know that he got up to the 21st floor.
Oh, if he would have, yeah.
But he started at 5.
He had time to
yeah,
pee.
Cheater. How did that happen?
Fifth floor mezzanine. Like a fifth
nice,
floor overlook.
Nice.
He's like, fuck starting from the ground.
Right. Jump up on this thing.
Exactly.
That shit was fucking cool.
Oops. Yep.
That shit was fucking cool, though. I don't see what was wrong with it other than making some smudges on the glass.
Hmm.
And maybe disturbing some... Fine workers on the Trump
Tower. Nobody knew what the fuck he was doing.
And I understand that was scary, but what they should have asked him is, what are you doing? And I understand that it was just to get a meeting with
a
Trump.
A publicity stunt.
I still don't understand what meeting. That's what I want to know.
He's got some power bars he wants to sell.
But
he wants to be on the next
supposedly
Apprentice.
There's a YouTube video of him claiming that he wanted to do this the night before he actually did it. I was like, oh, so you even told her.
And telling Trump it was in his best interest to take the meeting with him, blah, blah,
see,
blah.
See, yeah,
oh,
that's that gets creepy.
Very, very fucking creepy.
But just the initial climb, because nobody knew what the
yeah,
fuck was going
was
on.
Interesting and cool.
Like, we all, most of us agreed that we all thought he was just some base jumper.
Oh, just
and
trying to get to the top
and
jump off.
Trying to get to the top, because when the backpack came up, everybody, you know, it's a bomb, blah, 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 blah. They're going to claim
it's
he's
not
a terrorist.
A bomb.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, there were some racial ones. Like, if he was black, he would already gotten shot by now. So
oh!
Shit like that. I hated that. I hated shit like that. But I got into the Pokemon one. But we all initially said that his backpack was probably a parachute. Because we were all looking at the bright side, because obviously.
Was it a big backpack?
No, it was just a normal backpack.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, base jumpers don't have big backpacks. You can put a big parachute in a small pouch. I mean, they've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
So we all just were like, oh, he's probably trying to base jump, trying to jump off the possible new president's tower. You know what kind of, that? As an adrenaline junkie, that's, I can
yeah,
see that
he
being
knows
something.
He's going to get arrested either way.
But. So everybody started cheering him on because we just wanted him to get to the top so we could see what the fuck happened. And yeah, then those cops just dragged him in like he was a rag doll.
Right.
Like, get off that window,
they,
bitch.
They also gave him plenty of chances, though, because they lowered a rope with a little carabiner on it, and they told him to attach it to his belt. Mm-hmm. And he kept refusing it. And he kept refusing it. So they,
and then they're cutting and holes, so he started, and grating.
He started going to the side because he was going to go wrap around the building. So they ended up bringing cops down on a window washer. So he was pinned. So he was going up. And as he was going up, he literally was like, instead of like trying to go around him or anything, he was very, kind of, I would say, kind of arrogant about it. Because there was this like maybe 2 foot space of window from this edge of the building to where the cop's window that was open mm-hmm. was at, and that he was trying to climb up. And he just kept telling the cops, you can't touch me, you can't touch me. So once he
I got, know my rights,
once
dude.
He got high enough to know where they knew they weren't going to drop him, all of a sudden three freaking cops just grabbed him and pulled him in. Like, freaking split second, he was in there. All the only thing that stuck out was his foot for a second, and they, because it was trapped in
on the rope.
on the rope, because they couldn't get the ropes unhooked from the suction cups that were still stuck on
and
the
you
fucking
know those
window.
Cops don't give a fuck about that. Like, how are we gonna get this off? How are we gonna get this off? Everybody tug.
I'm surprised nobody had a fucking knife that just went. Ropes are cut, guys. Ropes are cut.
Right, they're like, quick, shoot at it. Shoot at it.
Get him in here. When he's in here, you know he's not going to fall out. Cut the ropes.
It's a black rope.
It's, aw.
So, just... it was very interesting time. I had fun during that.
Nice.
But I have no idea why he did it. I was only pro Steve because I wanted him to get to the top of the, the tower.
That's
all. Right. I have no idea what his intention was.
No. He well, might not even
for
really
all
know.
I knew, he was trying to get a freaking Dragonite. I don't know.
He's just like, you got to take this meeting with me? I got this good idea. Oh, you don't host Apprentice anymore? Shit.
What? I have to go find Schwarzenegger?
Right. Yeah, I like your idea. Your idea is really good. It's a power bar. Which is...
Nothing.
I totally missed it.
Don't worry about it. Anyway.
It's all good. Well, that was interesting.
So, but yeah, that was the Steve fiasco, the climber of Trump Tower. Still don't know why he did it. Wow. Don't know him personally.
Well, I
but
guess...
I wanted him to get to the top.
When it comes
did
down...
Did not happen.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's just like, when it comes down to it, I guess there's strange things out there these days.
Ah, strange things. I kind of...
Yeah, did you like that?
No.
Did you? Oh.
that one was a little forced there, Sean.
Oh. Actually, I wasn't going to go that way with it. I was going to go to your... Jason game.
Oh, okay, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's a strange thing. I was actually going to go with that. All right, but
fine. Yes,
you
yes.
interrupted me, so screwed everything.
Oh, that's what I do sometimes. I apologize.
Fuck up, Sean.
Yeah, but no, this, when I was asked about it earlier, the release date is going to be sometime in October. I think they still might be working on some, like, Kickstarter programs and stuff. They're trying to get, like, Tommy Jarvis and stuff in the game. Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah, so... The Friday the 13th game. Yes. Friday the 13th, the game. I should correct. Yes.
Is that the official title?
Yes.
Okay.
And it'll be coming out in October.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should.
But,
is there a Friday the 13th in October? That'd be awesome if that was the case.
Well, yeah, because
they should have waited for a Friday the 13th. Anyway, continue.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't have an official date yet. It just says October. That's all.
I could be pushed then.
Yeah, the website doesn't tell you too much. I just know that there's going to be like a virtual cabin, and inside this virtual cabin, you can find secrets from other movies, and they might unlock things. They'll unlock maybe other characters and Jason's, because apparently it's an all-point system. The way it works, the way it's going to seem is Jason's basically going to be invincible. He will lose maybe one out of every 95 matches. And
damn,
it just depends on what you get.
He will win what?
No, he will lose one out of every 95 matches. Meaning, you as a player, if you're a counselor, will win one out of every 95 matches. I mean, you're all gonna die.
Ouch!
Plus, Jason gets these powers that he might be able to use at certain points, depending on if he ever gets them. Like, he has a teleportation move.
So you pretty much play all day in hopes to become Jason.
Basically. Yeah.
Because if you get there first, you choose, or is it a random choose who becomes Jason?
See, that I don't know. I just know that when they were saying the one thing that's for sure is you could pick the same character. So if you all want to pick the same counselor, you can all pick the same counselor.
Well, I could see that because I don't.
But there's a certain things that people do. Like everybody will have a specific
skill they're better at. In lobby. Is there a lobby for Jason's, or is there everybody's in the same lobby?
That's the thing.
And then all of a sudden, when you go into game, it just kind of picks one person, so there's no actual teams.
Yeah, the E3 footage never showed a loading screen like that. There were just people were instantly boom in and going.
Because I wonder if you can get like an actual team of however many counselors.
I think seven. Seven.
So
will be the max.
If you get a team of seven people. And you guys always choose counselors, you could eventually figure out how to play the game to where you can be Jason.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to die.
Well, and by that time, you'll probably have unlocked a few Jasons, too, because if you unlock anything, it's any character, it goes towards anything you unlock, because you can get alternate costumes for counselors. There's going to be DLC packs for this stuff, too.
Okay.
Because I think one of the things they're saying... what I'm thinking, there's a counselor they haven't revealed yet, and I'm thinking it might be one from a movie, maybe.
Okay.
So, I know they want to bring
Tommy
Jarvis. Like
a guest cameo, basically.
Yeah. I mean, why not have, like, an Annie or something like that? Even though she was only in the first one and never actually met... Well, she did meet Jason for a quick, hot second. But,
Oh, when she...
In the beginning of number two, Ice Pick to the Temple.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I had to think real quick or something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and then so far right now, the confirmed Jasons are 2, 3, 6, 7.
I'm sure they'll probably have them all eventually.
Yeah, because they don't have the one for 4 yet, and I'm thinking that's probably the Tom Savini one they're probably talking about. Because there's going to be a Tom Savini downloadable thing you can get too. Right now, the way they're trying to pull it off, it's like what they did for your Ghostbuster game, and you can get the download yourself. you can get the download yourself later, but these ones, they're special attributes, so it's like you can get like a special case, and it'll come with all the downloadable stuff and shit.
Hmm. So, but that's like a whole different thing from all the Kickstarter stuff from when they did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know if it's done yet, because they're still like $2,000 off the Tommy Jarvis goal, according to the website.
Oh, so the Kickstarter's still live
still
and active.
Actually,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they're really not done. And
I didn't think you could keep a... Or was it Kickstarter, or was it on one of the other websites?
It was on one of the other ones first, and then they moved it.
Okay, because I was going to say, I didn't think Kickstarter, you could keep a campaign active for longer than a set amount of time.
Yeah, that's why this is their second campaign.
Well.
They did a campaign on one website, and then they went to another.
Right, that's what I mean. So it's probably like an Indiegogo or a GoFundMe or one of those sites where you can have it set up long term.
Exactly. Or they just started the new one. Maybe what it is.
How many counselor characters are there?
Well, what they were showing is they said you would have a choice between 10, but there are actually, when the guy was doing the virtual tour on the YouTube channel that I saw, there were actually like 11 seats.
Okay, so there's some hidden characters?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking with maybe the Tommy Jarvis or somebody else, because they really do
some
want
stuff
to get
that you might.
Okay, sorry, I
might have
missed that part. If we actually talked about that,
yeah,
my bad.
Oh, a backer kit. That's what it is. Backer kit.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
So you might have to get
just
in
getting
there
some
and
more
still...
money for downloadables, mm-hmm. probably.
So does that mean at this point you would just be backing the extra stuff, or can you still get the game that way?
Yeah, you would be looking to move towards the Machete Steelcase Collector's Edition.
Okay, but so I could still get the game and still get it whatever, however long in advance you're supposed to get
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all the digital stuff I'm seeing here. You got a digital counselor clothing pack.
Your digital counseling clothing
the
pack?
The digital Tom Savini design.
Would
Jason
one of those
Voorhees.
Clothing packs include no clothing for the female counselors?
Who knows? You never know. Oh, look at that.
And males, there's just a black shadow there, though, because somehow there's always black shadow.
Right.
Women.
I am okay.
Completely naked. always, and it's nice. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying. Sometimes
you're complaining
about
it.
No, you're complaining about it.
You want to see some big old swing and taking some
Jason
movies.
If I want to, I just watch a damn Rob Zombie movie.
Right. Yeah, they're calling it Slasherbacker. Yeah, again, Slasherbacker. Yeah, they're only 2,000 away from the Tommy Jarvis. Tommy Jarvis makes a historic return to Crystal Lake to help defeat Jason. So maybe it's something you get to unlock, or maybe it's something anybody you get to be. Because what I do know is the counselors, there will be a lot of stuff going on where there's distractions.
You like the button, don't you?
I like playing with the mixer. It's
nice.
Fine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah,
I'm pushing all the right buttons.
Right. Exactly. All the right buttons.
Oh yeah.
But there will be like a lot of distraction because what Jason goes on is he can sense fear. So it's like if your character like runs in the woods without a flashlight, he's going to be afraid. And then the more he'll be making more footsteps. Some characters are stealthier, so don't make any footsteps. But if you see him kill somebody, then your fear level is going to go up. There's ways to distract him, like
so if you see Jason, turn away.
Yeah, like when you go into a cabin or something like that, what you could do is you can go in, you can turn the radio on so he can't hear you. You can open a window. You could probably climb out the window or hide under the bed to see if he doesn't take a look. Because Jason will have the option to just stab at items. But if there's nobody hiding within that item, then it takes like a minute for him to...
So you'd have time to run and actually get away if he does fuck up.
Yeah, because he doesn't run, but there are some abilities that Jason
has.
Yeah,
I know. You said your teleportation.
Yeah,
I remember
that
conversation.
He can switch. He can move a little quicker that way, too. But two of them are basically
so
teleports.
He can, like, jolt?
In
I
way,
wouldn't say run, but, like,
it's like
thrust
a,
forward.
Yeah, the way it looks, it's like it's a poof of smoke, and then he's right there. Just grabbing somebody and just killing him.
Okay, okay. It's probably, a theatrical kill or like something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was kind of wondering what would keep, you know, why you would even bother trying to hide from him if he could go in and just, you know, stab in everything.
And when you're afraid, your body lets off this little vibrating pulse.
And so, what do you know? What mechanic determines like your fright level?
No, it's so far from what they were saying is you don't have a clue. You just know by based on what your actions are. That's why it's in third person. Like based on what your guy's doing. Like if he's always constantly looking over his shoulder or doing weird things. Cause yeah, you could set traps. Like you could set like weird bear traps. There's generators you got to light up to make it so that there's no dark areas and keep the area well lit. So then Jason can't hide that well. So and that also keeps your fear down. The more light, the better.
Makes sense.
Because, yeah, that's basically what's going to be, is he's going to be able to sense that fear. And that's another one of his abilities, too. If he has the sense going, then he's able to sense everybody. So it's like, yeah, it's like if you're making a lot of noise halfway across the map, he'll be able to see it like it's like right in front of him. But it's still like he just knows in which direction it is. So that, and then that might he might be able to use his teleportation and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool, but I don't know this whole, if I'm only going to be winning one out of every 95 games if I'm not always Jason.
Well, that's why, yeah, that's the online part.
They
might
have to come
single...
up with something a little more balanced.
Right.
You said there is no campaign, right?
Well, they don't know yet, again, because E3, they weren't even expecting to be at E3. They just threw something together because everybody asked them on Twitter to show up. So.
Nice.
Yeah, they just did what they had to do. I think they might not still be done. There's probably still putting finishing touches on it. But I know all the motion capture stuff was done. They said there was more than one person, but the only person I've been able to find footage of in a mocap suit has been Kane Hodder.
Nice.
And whoever it is he's throwing about. And there's going to be...
just some random intern.
Yeah.
Guess what you get to do today?
And then there's going to be...
Oh.
Yeah, and I heard that there's going to be some recreated kills, like the sleeping bag kill will be back, and some others. I think he might be able to crush a head, like in number 3.
Like Jason X?
Well,
sleeping bag kill?
No, not that one. No, okay. Jason 7 sleeping bag kill.
Okay, sorry. I was just, sorry.
No, but
now, the only
knows?
Kill they need
Jason
to recreate
X
from
a...
Jason X is the liquid nitrogen kill.
I didn't like that movie.
Well, and I just like the face shatter kill. That's my the only part I liked and really remembered.
Yeah,
and the corkscrew.
Everybody
kill.
Went crazy for the ice fitting. Everybody lined up on set to watch that day too.
I don't like that. I don't like that movie at all.
But yeah, I'm interested.
Made no sense.
I've never met anybody that's actually cared for that movie.
Well, and what I'm interested in is some of the levels too, because there's going to be different locations. Like there'll be from the first movie, of course, the campsite, yeah, Crystal Lake, and then maybe I don't know. Number three, Higgins Haven, where number three took place.
Yeah,
that'll be a location too. So
sorry, I was a little close.
And when they were saying the size of the maps, they were saying they'd be about the size of, like, some battlefield maps?
Yeah, it could be.
Because it's, like, an entire forested area.
That's fucking huge.
Yeah, that's what I'd hope one of them would be, like, the Jarvis thing, like, where you can redo number four.
Okay.
It's like, that's what I'm hoping. That would be my game, is go through and redo the movies.
My question, last question I have about this. So Jason can sometimes see the counselors on the map. Can you ever see Jason on the map?
I think only when he's attacking somebody. But they
so
really
if you're like on the opposite side of the map and he all of a sudden kills a counselor, you'll know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because plus that counselor will be gone, because I think you can see the other counselors when you're a counselor.
Well, if you're seeing battlefield side map, you're not going to see another counselor from the other side of the map.
Right, that's why, that's one of the things they're saying. It's best to stay in groups, though. It is, you know, be smart. Like, again, things easy ways to die, dumb horror movie decisions. That was clearly what they said.
But I totally want to do dumb horror movie decisions just so I can see it happen.
Right. Oh, there is one thing, too, where somebody might have where you can get to a cabin and call the cops. Somebody can fix the phone, because the phone's going to be broken. Mm-hmm. Depending which character you are, it'll take a minute to fix the phone. So somebody might have to go die while they're fixing the phone, and then you can call the cops. There's also a car that can probably hold maybe four people. But
yeah,
again,
so not
seven.
Everybody can get out. Somebody's got to die.
And if he kills the person with the keys, you got to go to that body and recover the keys.
Yeah, just like in a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. I just hope it's a good, I don't know. It's going to suck if you're never Jason. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if it's random, it's going to feel like you're never Jason.
Well, and that's why I bet that probably it's like probably maybe one out of every nine or so matches you probably get to be Jason. It would be a good,
if you
a good
stay
turnover.
In the same lobby.
No, yeah,
but if people
true.
Get all pussy hurt and keep dropping out,
well, people
because they don't understand that you're gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
It is you against Jason.
They could do the Call of Duty thing and just keep looking at a map like, nope, jump out. Nope, jump out.
Yeah. And people do play that way, and it's gonna suck, because all of a sudden you're in a lobby, you've played three games, all of a sudden they all leave, you get put into a new lobby. Who knows when you're going to actually get your chance at being Jason.
Right.
So that's why I was wondering if there's a certain way that can happen.
They didn't explain that yet.
It's the only thing I'm afraid of. Because that's how it wasn't involved, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's just a lot of...
more or less, I think. And then that game ended up losing out so much that it's now a free-to-play game.
I know.
Oh, I gotta look into it now. Oh,
it was fun, but I'm sure it just got really boring. And nobody's gonna play it, and you need everybody to play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think the way they'll probably have this game set up is people will definitely be interested for a while. You'd hope so. Because maybe the unique way would be finding the one person who does get to kill Jason every time. They're probably gonna be one of them.
Mm-hmm. No, even Adam Sessler is involved in this fucking game.
Nice. Maybe he's one of the surprise counselors or something. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, he's been one of the big voices behind it and stuff.
This is like a game he's always wanted. I remember him talk about stuff like this on X-Play.
We've all wanted this game.
Well, yeah, I want this game, but I want it for Michael.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. It's like, again, it's like now it's like you could just make a movie about them just going through like what they do with the Lego movies. Just let them free roam through and just kill people in the same movie. Like, oh, look, here he goes through Smith's Grove Sanitarium. I'm breaking out now. Oh, you just stole a car. Going to Haddonfield.
My, like, I would like, I kind of would like that. Lego Halloween.
Oh, no, 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 I didn't mean, like,
I totally would,
actually make it Legos. I'm just
talking about the awesome.
No, but that would be fucking well, awesome.
He's like a Lego knife.
Like, you know how the feel of Ghostbusters, the video game,
yeah,
gave us that feel of Ghostbusters 3?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like to have a game that does that for Halloween, where you're Michael and you have to go chase your, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because everyone I've seen is, like, I've seen a lot of good indie games.
Somebody. Since everybody's dead.
Right. Well, no, I've seen a lot of good indie games about Halloween, but you never actually get to be Michael. You're always running away from him.
Yeah. Always. It's always running away from Michael. I want to be Michael. Give me a campaign where I am Michael.
Yeah.
Where I have to be stealthy, but also, like, I can't kill somebody unless they're scared or something like that.
That's why it was weird that it was, what, wasn't that a Call of Duty feature where you got to be Michael Myers?
Yeah, randomly, like a care
package type thing.
When you were playing,
yeah, because you got to be Predator 2 in another level.
Was it zombies?
No, it was during regular.
It was on certain maps. Yeah, it was on certain maps.
Yeah, you had to play that particular download.
And wasn't it always in a rumble, or was it in teams?
No, it's TDM.
Okay, I can't remember. I didn't.
Yeah, it was just a,
it was care a while pa- ago. Okay, since that
randomly,
game
your care package would get replaced with.
That's right.
Yeah, because then in a later one they did the Predator.
Yeah, I remember. Same game.
Yeah, I think. Was it Ghosts or was that Black Ops 2? No,
I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Right, it's been a couple years. That's for sure. But
yeah, at the very least.
Yeah, that's really the only game I'm looking forward to at the moment. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple more coming out, but it's the only one I'm really wanting to play.
I want to play the new Deus Ex that comes out later this month.
Oh, yeah.
Those games have always been pretty badass.
Yeah, that
Deus Ex?
Deus Ex.
Deus.
Deus Ex?
It's like, it's, I can't, I don't know how to spell it.
Deus Ex?
D-E-U-S-E-X? No, Deus Ex.
I don't remember, but it's going to be awesome.
It's like this guy who's like, he's got like built-in sunglasses and shit in his face. He's got like weird powers.
Augmented human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Human augmentation in the future.
I think I've heard of it.
And he's like a rogue.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun game. I only played one for 360.
I think I played it.
Well, it's been a long time since
it's... For...
Again, it was 360. This was before Xbox
One
came out.
So I don't play every game.
Third one, so.
Oh, this is?
But you've got Gamefly, and so you do get to play every game.
I haven't had Gamefly in a while.
You used to, though.
Well, yeah.
When that game came out, I'm sure you were.
Maybe.
It's possible. Your sister. Actually, I think I might have owned that one.
I don't think you even have a sister.
No. No, we don't. Oh, look at that. He's trying to...
Good thing we all have our own mics, huh?
Right? That's kind of funny.
I think that's why he did it. He knew he was going to make out with his.
Yep.
Oh, very, very creepy.
It's my Michael mic. It's my mic.
Mike. Yeah.
My mic's got Mike.
That is funny.
I want to be like Mike.
Damn right. Give me a knife, Timmy.
We were talking about basketball.
Oh. No, we're talking about shanking bitches.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, basketball. What?
Michael Jordan, come on. Oh, where the slogan everybody like wants Mike. To be like Mike is from? Come on.
Right. Yeah, because
it wasn't even that far of a stretch.
You definitely don't want to be like Mike Tyson.
Space Jam reference in order for you to get it.
Right. Yeah, because you definitely don't want to be Mike Tyson, and you definitely don't want to be Michael Jackson.
Or the Wolfman.
The Wolfman?
Yeah, he gets kicked in the nards.
Yeah, but the Wolfman has nards. That's the important thing.
Exactly. Yes, he does.
But he do not. Yeah. Whatever.
It's all good. He can get blown apart. It's not like it matters to him. It just hurts for a second.
Had to find your way there, didn't you?
Yes, I had to say Wolfman has nards at least once during this.
You literally said that earlier today.
And that ties in with the Friday the 13th game. It's carved into a bench for some reason in the counselor's room.
You're lucky this worked.
Wolfman has nards. It's the only thing non Friday the 13th related in there, because they even have a sign that says, damn enchiladas.
I still need to get that on fucking DVD.
Monster I haven't watched Squad that in like so shit. Long.
Yeah. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore.
I'm sure it is if you look it up.
Well, they might have taken it off. It was on there for a while.
Yeah, Sandlot's not on there anymore.
And I thought it was on there last night. Swear to God.
Or maybe it's coming off at the end of the month, but I know it's coming off.
Don't swear to God. Swear to me!
I'm not going to swear to you, and don't talk like that.
Aw. I'm Batman.
You have a personal mic. You don't have to be that loud. Sorry, I'm really glad I wasn't wearing the headphones right then.
Oh, your orc?
Yeah, that would have been the orc all over again.
That was freaking hilarious. Your face was
fucking
great.
I've
seen somebody jump so high because of a noise before. It was great. Except for in a horror movie, of course.
Yeah, I know that. Just the look on his face. Yeah, that was great. So, that's all I got for that.
That's cool. Well, that game sounds very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited. Kill somebody. Kill somebody with the machete. Kill somebody with the pitchfork.
So, I saw that looks like the odds of us getting a Ghostbusters 2 is pretty low.
Oh, yeah. Busted.
I didn't really want to talk about this.
We're going to have to at some point.
Well, you never know.
The
thing
is the only reason why that movie is bombing is the stubborn assholes that can't just look at it as a new movie. Mm-hmm. They have to compare it to the Ghostbusters we love. They have to.
I don't think it's so much that. I think it's more the fact that Sony put way too much behind it. They put way too much money into marketing and stuff. They didn't have to do
so many toys.
Half the crap they did.
Yeah, marketing,
especially
and merchandise.
Right off the bat.
They did kind of shove it down people's throats, like it was the 80s again.
Yeah. I mean, it's an established brand. You didn't have to.
My thing is that instead of just making that movie a Paul Feig movie, and, like, we love it so much because of what he put in it for us. Because of the whiny.
And now that after credits scene's a total waste.
Yeah, exactly.
If they don't make another one, that after credits scene's a total waste.
Right, absolutely. Well, you could have waited until I was done saying what I wanted to say, asshole. Now I may have forgotten what I wanted to say.
Oh.
I hate it when you do that. Anyway.
So. Yeah, no, it's going to be a good movie, and, the Ghostbusters. It is a good movie. Sorry. What I'm saying is it's going to be a good Blu-ray. That's what it's going to be. There's probably going
to
be a lot of extras.
What I'm trying to say.
A lot of background stuff behind the scenes.
There is. There's probably going to be a lot of the Ghostbusters coming to the movie lot, the Ghost Corpse thing. But that's the problem, is that movie was made for Ghostbuster fans. There was so much hidden Ghostbuster stuff in it. Because he was trying to prove all of our community's whiny, racist, sexist bastards wrong, that he couldn't make a good Ghostbuster movie. So he put in so many shout outs to us, like a lot of the kids, younger kids and stuff like that, aren't going to know who Harold Ramis is.
They're not going to notice that
statue. Which is one of the reasons why we liked it so much. They're not going to get the whole Chinese restaurant thing. I mean, if they haven't seen Ghostbusters, and a lot of kids haven't. Mm. I mean, there are still those that have. But it's not. The reason why it seems so big to us is because we're surrounded by it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We can walk down the street and say Ghostbusters to somebody, and they'd look at me like I was fucking crazy. And, like, my neighbor, for one.
Right.
He saw me coming out that
one day.
Y'all
freaks or something? Y'all
freaks or something? Well, no, we're Ghostbusters. But what? Like, what?
I love that you both put a heavy southern accent on it, but he was yeah. clearly from, you know,
it's like,
you
Europe freaks somewhere. Or something? Yes. Freaks? Maybe.
Well, I had to put the southern accent on it because I want to.
Clearly from Europe, just for the record.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, with the French one. Oh, it's, you freaks or something? No, I don't
know. It was weird. I can't Italy. Do his accent, okay? So I went southern. Fuck.
I just thought it was funny that you both went just
southern. It's the easiest one we can do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, like, so there's so much, like, in it that was for our eyes and us that I think he lost track of making a movie for the masses, if that makes sense.
It does.
It does. So
that, and they spent too much time trying to stick it to the whiny...
Again, because it revolved around our whiny, sexist community. Because
every guy in that movie is a moron.
Yeah.
That is true.
My professional hide-and-go-seek team over here. It's like, that's just fucking great. He's like, we're third place right now.
See? But that's funny. Because we know it's not true.
It's the phone. It's in the fish tank.
That's the thing about a goddamn comedy movie. You're telling me Joe Dirt wasn't a fucking idiot?
Nope. He was a genius.
Are you kidding me? Like, he was goddamn funny in the movies, like one of my favorite movies.
But he was an idiot. He was carrying around a big old airplane turd.
Was a fucking moron. Okay? And all of a sudden, because there's a female-dominated Ghostbuster team, because there's dumb males in the movie, now people are pissed? Come on. This is it's just people being stubborn, whiny bitches. That's all it is. It's the reason why this movie is tanking, is because everybody is getting this whole hard-on for, oh, it's a girl team, they can't be Ghostbusters.
Ain't no bitches going to be busting no ghosts.
If you hate this movie subconsciously, it's because of that reason, and you can't get over that.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's like, get over it.
It's hilarious. They did a good job. They did a good acting job. If you look at it from a different universe and stop comparing it to a fucking masterpiece of a movie.
Quit being haters.
Quote unquote, favorite movie, fuck off. but like a masterpiece of a movie that has stood up for generations and decades, you're comparing it to something like that that isn't going to be that. And that's the only reason why it's tanking. That's the reason why it's tanking. People don't want to give it a chance and don't want to actually enjoy a movie because it's not what they grew up with.
That is very true. But it's like, I accepted it. It's a good movie. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I mean, we knew about it before everybody, and there was pretty much a division in the entire Ghostbuster community. It, like, almost caused a civil war between Ghostbusters. It was ridiculous.
Ain't that the truth? That's
so
funny
once,
think about it, but it's
once
true.
It hit the masses, the people that weren't looking for it, the people that didn't know it was coming, they saw it. That just multiplied. Just like two fucking bunny rabbits having sex, man. It was just boom. So of
here's
course,
an opinion. Here's an opinion. Here's an opinion.
So, of course, that movie wasn't going to go anywhere. But I guarantee you, give it 15 years, it's going to be a cult classic.
Then they could reboot it again.
People, there's going to be an under...
I'm not going to call it a cult classic.
Well, technically, a cult classic is a movie that didn't do so well, has an underground following that all of a sudden erupts.
Yeah, nobody knows it's a cult
it's
classic
not
the
be
first
the
time they
Evil
see
Dead.
It.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's going to have that. I'm just saying in like 15 years, we may see more people liking that version of Ghostbusters. They're going to trickle in.
We'll see. I think Sony's going to freak the fuck out and they're going to fucking...
make another man.
Throw something fucking together that's going to suck even worse. And
Amazing Spider-Man 2. They just threw that together
Please
like that,
no,
and that's
Spider-Man
Sony.
Spider-Man 2, Ghostbusters 2.
But again, Sony. Same company.
I see them freaking out and trying to put an all-male cast together.
Christopher Pratt, please come be in our movie.
Or somehow bringing male comedians that are smart and blah, blah, blah into the next movie.
They're
going to try to judge it by how much bitching there is.
If it's not a couple SNL people, I don't want no part of it.
I'm just upset because it is a good movie. Like, if I've never seen Ghostbusters before,
and I went and saw that,
I would think it was funny.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I think it would be awesome. Then also, like I said.
I don't see Feig ever touching that franchise again with a 100-foot pole.
No, he's never coming back.
No, he's but they should at least try to get those again. Actresses.
We might not get Leslie Jones.
Be a bummer.
Maybe not Melissa either. Well, yeah, she got pretty harsh hit too. McKinnon, absolutely everybody loves her, and nobody says anything about Kristen Wiig. Yeah. I have either no. Everybody's like, "Yeah, she was great," or "She was in it."
Yeah, she was in that.
It's very sad because I thought her character was freaking awesome.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'm just saying that the dumb male thing is a stupid reason to get angry because there's been dumb males. And have you not seen an Adam Sandler movie?
Well, no, I was just saying that every single male character in that movie
have you not seen an Adam Sandler movie?
Ridiculous Six.
Rick and Waterboy, everybody was either a complete dick or completely off this rocker.
Dick doesn't mean idiot. I mean, literally every single one in that movie is an idiot.
The mayor.
Mayor was an idiot, but his liaison wasn't.
Well, because that was a lady.
No.
Yeah.
No, the guy that came up and gave them.
Don't think Cicely Strong? What was Cicely Strong? Just a secretary?
I don't know. I'm talking about the guy that walked up to them in the hallway. And he gave them, or the Michael hotel McDonald? Guy or whatever.
Rowan?
No.
Michael McDonald?
I don't.
Who screams like a girl?
I don't know. Yeah, the guy that screams like a girl.
At the concert.
No.
The one that pissed and shit himself.
Possibly.
The one that, the curator at the museum in the beginning.
Oh. He's like, yeah. I'm not going in there.
The one, well, not the one that fell down the stairs.
Guy who came to her with the book?
Never mind. Yes, I think.
When she's like, oh, he's been dead for 15 years. And then he's like, what, no. He's like, this one. Oh, that's his son.
Yeah, that guy, the one that she met. She walked in the hallway that told her to go meet the director of the.
That's one. That's one out of every other male.
Stupid. They played him as kind of stupid in the very beginning.
He was trying to be comedic.
She almost fooled him into believing it wasn't her on the book.
No, he opened it up and said, this is not a joke.
She was just trying to deny it, and he wouldn't believe her. He wasn't buying it.
Yeah, there was a
big character that's in the movie for, like, literally 3 minutes.
Everybody's claiming that everybody. I'm just saying. I didn't look at it like that. I looked at him being funny. Anchorman, everybody's fucking retarded.
That's the point of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
this was going for comedic.
There's a pants party that you were invited to.
I'm just saying that this is comedic. That was the comedy. That was the comedy they were going for, is all I'm saying.
But still, that's Feig style. Correct. That most people hate.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm just glad nobody shat in
the sink. I'm not saying
that's
my opinion. I'm just saying that's. Opinion out there.
I know.
Right.
I did not think we'd go 10 minutes on that.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just glad nobody shat in the sink. That's an important thing from a Feig movie. Or at least maybe it only happened in that one, but still. Don't need to see it again.
I didn't watch Bridesmaid.
Didn't?
No.
It was pretty funny except for that.
The only thing I think I've watched is Heat.
Horrible to clean up.
And not every guy, male character in Heat was dumb either. I don't know. I just didn't pick on that.
Oh, Heat. The Heat.
Yeah.
You gotta get them straight.
I said the Heat.
I thought you just said Heat.
No.
And I'm like, wait a minute. That's a completely different movie,
the
man.
Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Not the one with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
No.
It's an excellent movie.
But either way, I just hate people bitching about the dumb guys, because there's been dumb guys everything that we've watched.
Again.
Zoolander.
Oh, God.
That was absolute...
School for children who don't read good.
That was nothing but stupid guys.
No, all the models were retarded.
So, well, so was...
Either way, let's just get off the
subject. I invented a keyboard tie.
I'm done with the subject.
Damn. I haven't seen Zoolander yet. That's what I would have called it. Zoolander.
Zoolander 2?
Yeah, but they fucked up right there. Zoolander. Come on. Come on. That's all they need.
Ridiculous.
But it's like, I bet everybody's stupid in that, too. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, though, but I want to. But anyway, I think it's just some people just let themselves be presented as dumb, but Paul Feig just did it in a certain way, maybe? I don't know. He just really did it with Kevin. I mean, again, just the professional hide-and-seek league. Oh, my God. Can you, what the? Just the thought of a professional hide-and-seek league. Like,
I thought he was hilarious.
It makes dodgeball fucking a lot more understandable as a professional sport now. So you're like, professional hide and seek? Hey, dude, what you doing in that tree? Shh. He's looking for me. It's like, it's just fucking weird. And that made me giggle. But I don't know. I just way too high. But, so, yeah, now what? I mean, what do you think? Do you think the franchise is just dead? Or are they not going to be able to carry on Ghostbusters anymore?
Who knows?
I hope they're not dead. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm going to really enjoy the Blu-ray.
We do get a sequel out of it. I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Right. I mean, what about, maybe it'll be all one of the animated things they had planned.
If they keep that stuff going, even.
Oh, no. They're going to be like, nope, it's just ruined for everybody now. No, you don't.
They were going to have an animated thing?
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
An animated series.
Yeah, they already had.
Not based off these characters. It's going to be like 40 years in the future.
But they're still going to be a Slimer because they cast a guy as Slimer. They had a cast and everything.
Slimer's a ghost. It's a problem with a ghost. Right. They don't. Why does he get a pass? I don't understand it. What did he do that was so great to get a pass? Every time I've ever seen Slimer, all he's doing is annoying the crap out of the Ghostbusters.
Just want to keep the Ugly Spud around. I don't know. The only reason he was there is because he's popular.
Is it just because he was their first cop?
I don't know.
But was he their first cop in the cartoons?
Right, because it never showed him catch him again.
After the movie, so it doesn't matter.
They're based after the first movie, but they were well going when they did the second movie. That's why they even had Slimer in the second movie. Is because of his popularity on the cartoon.
Even though most of his stuff was cut out.
Of course, but they know all the good stuff always is. And that would have been a lot of the Lewis stuff too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Sons of bitches.
Like when Lewis is trying to catch him with the fried chicken?
Cartoon?
No. Second movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about first movie. I was like, wait, what?
No, yeah. They could probably almost make another movie out of what they cut out of the second movie.
Well, with Rick Moranis' stuff, anyway.
Well, and there was a few more possessed Ray moments, like him driving around town and shit. That would have been interesting.
And like I said, the cameo, I liked
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything about it was almost perfect.
I definitely wouldn't go that far.
No, there was a lot of problems.
I mean, as a movie in general, it was good.
There was nothing wrong. It was very enjoyable. I just defend that movie against the dickheads out there.
Yeah, fuck you, dickheads.
Hate the guys that think that way. It's annoying. It annoys me.
Too many people that do think that way, and they're all the same. Oh, well.
And they're all Trump supporters.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but I'm going to just let you say that.
Fuck Trump. You heard it here first.
Not too fond of Hillary.
I think you said that before already.
Heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
I'm sure they've heard it somewhere else too.
No, maybe not.
Fuck Hillary as well, though.
In Britain,
yeah,
so Hillary sucks. But I don't want to vote for either one.
I'm not going to vote for either one. I'm just going to vote to get the full strength liquor into the stores.
I'm voting for Alf.
I'm voting for Johnson.
You would vote for a Wang.
I would vote for Johnson and Weld.
Timmy loves Johnson.
Well, that shirt is fucking great.
Are you talking about writing in a vote?
No. Third party libertarian.
Named Johnson?
Yes.
Look at that on the map. It looks Greg like a giant
Johnson.
Johnson. Nice.
His shirt. Well, not his shirt.
Because I doubt he made
it. It's not. I don't think
that's
it has.
It's not official.
People that are trying to collect money for donations for his campaign made a shirt, and it says, "Why choose the left nut?" And it has a picture of Hillary. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Or the right nut when you can choose the Johnson."
Oh, that's clever. I enjoy that one.
What did you just put in?
I might have put in a laugh track.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my God.
Nice. I'm going to have so much fun.
Hopefully that actually works.
Right?
Soundboard. So, yeah.
All right.
Either way, I don't want to talk politics on this because that's not what this is about.
Nope.
We all know that this is a freaking retarded election. Retarded.
Yep. Douchebag turd sandwich.
Douchebag and turd sandwich. I agree.
Giant douchebag.
And it stop.
That was a little loud.
You just broke everybody's eardrums.
I'm going to have to remember to edit that a little bit.
Oh, dear God.
Nice.
Once again, we talk about how we have to edit our podcasts on the cast.
And then we probably won't.
Always.
Probably not. Well, it won't be edited out. I'll just mute it.
There's this one guy on YouTube I watch that does that shit all the time. He like says something stupid. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm going to edit that out. And it's like, obviously, you forgot to edit that out. But,
hey, yeah. Sometimes when you're about halfway through, you're just like, yeah, fuck it. The rest is good.
There's been that. On ours too, where Scott's all somebody said something that was dumb, and Scott's all edited that out later. And I'm listening to the episode, and that's totally in there. I'm all, oh God!
Sometimes you just can't find a good edit point.
I understand,
right? So it's like, why even try?
Maybe it's gonna sound like that edit.
That'd be hilarious. Somebody's midway.
Just cut off. Welcome, Matt. God, I can't even do it. It's like there's some people that are so good at that.
Hey, Sean, did I tell you about the time I fucked a hook?
Ooh.
And we're done with this now.
Yes.
Oh, why?
It's all good. It's
the only, you know what would have made that work, no. Mr. Soundboard, is...
If I was just going up and down with the volume.
No, because then we would fade in and out.
Not if I did it on my individual channel.
I know. You would still fade in and out if you were talking. Why wouldn't you just click the mute button on and off?
Because that would take more finger muscles.
Than sliding your entire wrist?
I don't have to.
Just pushing your finger like a normal freaking video game controller.
You know, if people don't know what's going
on,
if people don't know what's going on here, all this talk about what you're doing with your fingers and your wrists sounds very provocative. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
Are we getting you excited, John?
No, I'm just saying.
Is it weird that I just almost accidentally hit a horse sound effect?
A horse? That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that's what
he's doing. Horny Sean. I don't know what kind of sound that was I just made, because that was not a horse.
Was it a dying horse?
Possibly. Have you seen the movie Witch?
Is that new one? No. Where they put the two V's together to make the word witch.
Yeah.
I have not seen that. I want to see it so bad. Is it good? I heard it was creepy as shit.
Fucking weird. I have it. I got it from Redbox.
Let's see this.
It's, if you promise to put it into Redbox tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a Redbox by my house.
I'll let you borrow it tonight.
Okay.
It is fucking weird. Nice. I didn't. It was not scary, but it was weird. We'll talk about it after you watch it. Because I'm not going to spoil it right before I let you watch it.
But it's fucked up. There's got to be some pretty fucked up stuff. The trailer made it look fucked up. What, is that an actual thing now? Those are actual...
I guess so.
Did they market that themselves? Or did they just have them made?
Sure. Not sure if that's one of AJ's or somebody else just made them.
That is crazy.
Alright. So...
Would it be... What are we thinking now? I'm just wondering about... he needs to finish that show. Real soon.
Oh, Strange Things?
Yeah.
Well, how did we get to Strange Things already? Okay.
Well, already, I think, is it...
It's time, we're fine.
Yeah, we're already an hour in.
We're fine, go for it.
Well, I'm just saying, so what exactly do you know? Let's hear from your point of view,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, tell us, Scott.
My point of view? It's
well,
fucking...
not your point of view.
I was gonna say, I'm still confused as shit, and I'm 5 episodes in.
Okay.
Tell us
what
you've
was
seen.
The last thing you remember happening? And we're talking about Stranger Things on Netflix.
Well, I think it's just Strange Things. Strange Things,
Stranger Things.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
As in, Stranger Things have happened?
Right. Well, I figured
out. No, this show's pretty fucking strange, but it's fucking awesome.
I literally, they just, Pandora just made a Stranger Things happening radio station, and I just got a, that this is the reason why I know what it's going on.
It does have a pretty wicked soundtrack to it.
Right. Yeah, I keep forgetting about it. Oh, yeah, the sound of all 80s and shit.
And the way that it's filmed just feels perfectly 80s.
Absolutely.
But everything is spot on.
It works completely.
All the way down to the wood paneling on the walls.
It's great. What is the last thing you remember happening?
I don't remember.
Oh, jeez. Have you at least
the
seen
thing, like,
the thing?
The only thing I really fully remember is Jonathan and Nancy going to the cops with the picture.
Okay. Do you remember that? Ooh. Okay. So then you do remember the cop blacking out and waking up in his trailer.
Yes.
Okay.
After then, seeing that creepy door.
Yeah. Then tearing everything apart.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So he woke up. You saw what he did when he woke up.
Yeah, he sucked a dick.
Oh, jeez.
Hot. I don't remember that.
And the creature comes walking in all strutting and Wang hanging out. And he just goes to town. You don't remember that?
Are you watching this on Pornhub?
And you've seen the creature?
It might have been...
Careful, Anonymous has...
Yeah, I was going to say, it might have been the porn parody.
Yeah, I was going to say Pornhub. Careful. Anonymous has the user information.
Yep.
Who honestly creates an account on a porn website? Seriously.
Who honestly cares?
Who's on the website long enough to create an account?
Right. I mean, they're coming back every day.
I'm there, do my business, I'm out. I don't need an account for that.
Some people's business takes all day.
Yeah, some people got a
problem. Because that is
need an account.
All they do.
I saw an MTV episode all about it. It was like they were addicted, or I'm addicted, or something like that. But it was about porn.
Have you never watched HBO's Real Sex?
Well, of course.
Yeah, that's all they talk about.
Did porn, they actually make any of those episodes after the internet was created?
No, because why could they?
Well, no, a lot of them were about other things too. Like they showed couples in classes that taught each other oral. So,
yeah.
Like, they figured they'd learn stuff like that.
But yeah, but a lot of it was also sexual parties, people that were addicted to sex, people that were addicted to masturbation.
Welcome to HBO Sex Hour.
Anyway, now why are we talking about this? This is not nerdy, this is dirty.
You start talking about that old lady that used to fucking...
It was something he came up with. I don't know. Oh, Dr. Susan?
Oh, sex talk with Dr. Susan.
You never do the anal. That's gross. You get it in the bum bum. No.
I don't think she has an accent,
but there was one that was just like...
No, she was very Christian white lady.
I don't remember. Wasn't Ryan she? Used to but watch she used to the have shit out of
dolls.
That.
She would set up the dolls and be like, that is an appropriate doggy style. And then she'd have like a little bag of toys. That chick was crazy.
Yeah, she was. But
this is the crazy vibrator. Look at the settings. Like, oh, so there we go.
We're going to go back to Stranger Things because I think we have just gone.
We are talking about Stranger Things.
I was just about to say because we have gone way past the Stranger. Creepy. Okay, like so.
The TV show.
Yeah, so. the Netflix original show. So what do you know?
What do you know?
Like, who knows what, and
I know
do you know what's
fucked
what?
Up and doing shit?
Okay.
And, come on, let me take these fucking headphones off. Yeah, and there's that weird shadow realm that they sent that dude into, and then
spoiler, but you will find out that's called the Upside Down. Yeah, just so we can get that out of the way instead of Shadow Realm.
Fuck off, it's a crazy realm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not love all the D&D like tag-ins in it?
I was never a huge D&D person.
I know, but it's still just pretty cool. I've never really played D&D.
I don't catch most of it, so.
It's D&D.
Well, I mean, they kind of went over it. They were playing D&D. They had
for like the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, but if you were paying attention to it.
Well, yeah, like what they call the creature and stuff. But
yeah, and they continue to do that throughout.
Demogorgon. I always want to think of Demi Borger. See, can't even say that shit right.
Creepy. Black metal, Norwegian, weird shit.
Right? I always thought they were trying to rip off Cradle of Filth, but I never listened to either one, so I didn't know.
No, they didn't sound anything like Cradle of Filth.
I just thought it was by their look. They're just like, they just decided to take it to the next level.
No, they're just, that's just what black metal is.
Lots of leather and studs. And
yeah.
It's like, it's...
And surprisingly, not a lot of black people.
Ha!
True.
They look like Kerry King's wrist, but all over his body. Because he always wears that one giant spike.
So,
bracelet.
You are definitely past the part where they found out the Will is...
Still...
What do you know about Will? How's that?
Well, I know the body that they found isn't an actual body.
I wanted to make sure I said that, because I didn't know when they...
Yeah, that was like episode... 3 or 4 that happened.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. But yeah.
Well, no, episode 3, I think, ends with
the. Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. Because that's
water.
Right before the cop gets blacked out.
Yeah, when he goes into the.
Yeah, because he goes to the morgue and stabs the body and it's all cotton. Like, it's
yeah,
just
like
a big old stuffed
animal. Yeah, exactly.
And they buried that body.
Rubber stuffed animal. And yeah. What do you think of. Oh, God damn it. Now
Winona
Ryder
is fucking crazy.
So what do you think about her?
Bitch can act.
Oh, yeah.
I have never really liked her in anything but Beetlejuice, but this show, I'm like, this totally fits this woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can totally see her being a crazy mom.
Yeah.
So you know about the lights.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking cool.
Yeah, you got the meme that has the lights spelling out Beetlejuice and
I haven't
Beetlejuice
seen that. I haven't seen that one. I saw one requesting me to make it a sandwich.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
I haven't seen that one either. The only one I really saw was like one that said, why would you want to be a 10 when you could be an 11?
Or
well, it's a
all
gift.
The memes with the 11 running out of the convenience store with the Eggos and Lego, my Eggo.
Yeah,
dude,
that one.
I love that. I love the Eggo taglines right now.
Yeah. She just loves those Eggos.
But yeah, that part was freaking crazy.
Wait, you've seen that part, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and then I love when the mom sees Will through the wall and shit, and starts chopping. I'm like, all you're going to do is chop a hole in your own wall, bitch. It's not
told ya.
There's no doorway there. It would be open if there was.
And then she gets through and the dad's on the other side. Hi. Right.
I don't like him.
No.
No, total douchebag.
Total douchebag. I do not like that guy.
That's why he's...
I'm glad he's a good actor because he's made me hate him.
Yeah, total douche.
They don't even really go depth into his character, and I'm just like, hey, you're a douche.
So then you saw the funeral then, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, he's past that. The dad's just gone after the funeral anyway.
Yeah, he really doesn't show back up at all.
When is it that Hopper shows back up at Will's mom's house, at Winona's house?
I think
he does his little...
That's literally right after.
It is right after. So yeah, she doesn't have her wall lights anymore.
this is right after the funeral because he finally, Hopper finally decides that he wants to question the body.
Yeah.
And then he goes, finds out the body's fake. So then he really knows that the government's lying. So he goes to go check out the government lab. He finds the door to the upside down. That's just what the kids call it. I don't really know what it's called. But he finds the doorway to the upside down. And then
the womb of darkness.
He pretty much blackens out. I forget exactly what happens. I'm sure he gets... Does he get knocked out?
No, yeah, they come up
with a needle, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because they pull the guns on him, and then somebody comes out and puts a needle in his neck.
Yeah, the security guards.
Okay, yeah. I forgot exactly how that went down. It's been a while since I saw that part.
Yeah, the next three episodes are going to be really intense for you.
Well, yeah, they're the last three episodes.
Mm-hmm. I
would hope so.
Yeah, Lockett's packed into
So you don't know anything about the forest, then?
Disappeared, no.
When it comes to Nancy.
No.
Okay, that's fine. Good.
Yeah, don't want to
Good
spoil
stuff.
It too bad. We could talk about that later.
I was just checking.
And Nancy's boyfriend is a total doucher, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see?
No, you're not there yet.
Nope, you're not there yet.
Well, no, you just told me that she started working with
Jonathan.
The older brother.
Because they took the picture. Yeah.
So he's already witnessed that they've kind of split up, her and her boyfriend. Yeah,
he hasn't seen...
He was an asshole. Yeah.
But he hasn't seen the movie thing yet.
I don't think so.
No.
You're just right. He's a big douche.
Yeah, he's a big... Well, that was... Oh, I'm not going to get into it. Damn spoilers. God damn it. Why haven't you been watching it faster?
Right? There's only three episodes left.
Because I'm also watching Girl Meets World. That nice. Show is awesome if you liked Boy Meets World.
That's fuck funny. Off.
I liked Boy Meets World, but come on. Stranger Things probably has a lot less episodes than Boy Meets World or Girl Meets World.
Yeah, Girl Meets
World
is
the same
time. Like...
I don't want to fall asleep during Stranger Things.
That's funny.
Touche.
That's usually when I have time to watch my TV.
Understandable. But yeah, Stranger Things is good.
Yes,
watch that if I know I'm going to be able to make it through.
Do you like Eleven?
Well, of course.
Well, I was just checking.
Although she looked really weird when they girled her up.
And that was funny. It was weird. I like her with her little... I like how she looks shaved. She's cool.
Her Ripley look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit, it's Ripley from Alien 3.
Thoughts about poor Benny.
No, right?
That was the restaurant owner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him.
Bad things happen to good people.
I just kind of wish he, would have had her...
It just happened.
Yeah,
exactly.
First freaking episode. Like, I can't... This is like... That death is the one that stung me the most. Right. And I only knew that guy for 10 minutes of that show.
Right. Well, and the worst part was that they were able to make it look like suicide.
And half the time he's being kind of a dick to her.
Yeah.
Well, he has to.
Because she wasn't answering anything.
He's pulling
he's
a Jeremiah Johnson.
What the fuck's going
he's
on.
Like exactly. Such a nice guy. He could have called the cops, but he's just trying to help this little girl.
Yeah, he's doing Jeremiah Johnson style. The Robert Redford movie.
Lady just walks in and caps him in the fucking head.
Ugh, no, that's not good.
Spoilers on this show, by the way.
I think it's a little late for that.
Well,
little late.
Half of the season, anyway. A little more than half of the season of spoilers.
Oh, that's funny. The girl who plays 11, her name is Millie Bobby Brown.
That's an interesting name.
Bobby.
But,
born in Barcelona, Spain.
Do you like the group of kids? Do you like that their acting and everything?
I think they're all pretty good. I can't remember any of their names.
Lucas is the black Mike. Guy.
Mike was the dungeon master.
Who's Mike is the main kid. Chubby one with the
See, yeah,
hat.
I can't remember
He's
his name.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, I just remember calling him two
Curtis. Guys. I believe it's Curtis.
Yeah, whatever it is. He's one of my favorites.
I could be wrong, but I believe it's Curtis. The guy with the dysplasia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked them a lot. Because I know Lucas is the black one, Will is the one that's missing, Mike is the dungeon master, and I believe it's Curtis. I could be wrong, because that's the only name that's coming to mind.
Look, it's Millie with normal hair, and she looks pissed. Probably
She's
from
cool.
some BBC show Ooh. She was on.
Right.
Other than that, there's a Millie Brown artist, and you really don't want to see it. She, like, eats the paint and then pukes it back up on
Ew.
The canvas.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know, but I wasn't expecting to see that when I was looking up.
I would hope not.
This girl is cray cray.
It's an ongoing theme here.
She does
Bitches
live.
Be cray cray.
She does live paint. Oh, God.
I would definitely not want to see it.
Dustin. That's way off. Dustin, Will, Lucas, Mike.
Dustin!
And 11.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see what they go with in another season.
I was really scared for Lucas when 11 kicked his ass. I thought he died.
Right. Have they done the handshake yet? Or were they trying to do the handshake yet? Nope, they must not have done a handshake yet.
Yeah. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, there's one part where Dustin shows up and he's like, you started it. You gotta... Oh, wait. Have they got... I don't know if they got in the real... Yeah, that was the real fight. Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mike started the fight, so Mike had to go, spoiler alert, a little bit, he has to go shake Lucas's hand if, you know, they want Lucas to be their friend anymore.
I think you haven't seen that part?
Maybe it's not ringing a bell right
oh,
now.
Oh, were the kids still fighting?
Yeah, because 11 is still missing.
Is 11
no,
still...
11 was not missing yet.
Because after she hurts Lucas, she goes missing.
Yeah, when she stole the Eggos, she was on her own. She was in the woods, man.
Maybe that just happened. I don't know.
Maybe. Again.
So is that the last thing you saw?
See, I don't see this
episode. I think that's the same episode where she starts working with, because I think this is all in the same episode. So I don't think you know that 11, like, I think you know that she went missing, but I don't think they've reconciled yet.
Okay. Yeah, because she's out there till like maybe I think all of episode 6. Yeah,
because you haven't seen the boys at the reservoir yet.
No, you haven't.
I have not.
Okay, then no.
That's when they reunite.
Reunite.
Yes, but you didn't really have to tell them that. So I was
no,
being
I
as very vague as I could be.
Oh no, you didn't.
That is why we call Sean the spoiler.
That's true. But yes, if you haven't seen that, then we are talking a little bit too far. So we're backing it up. So yeah, you don't know about the forest. You don't know about the reservoir. So what the last thing you know is that they had a fight at the bus depot. Lucas is knocked out and.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're probably back with Harper by now. Because there was the hell. No, that was.
No,
that's way earlier.
the helicopter.
Yeah, because he was already back from being blacked out.
I was going to say, Hopper has already met 11, correct?
No,
because they left her in the bus.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little further ahead again.
They separated at the bus. And yeah, Hopper hasn't even
gotten But they've been there plenty of times. We just have to watch it again.
Yeah.
I'll be watching this series a couple times.
I don't see it as episodes anymore. I just see it as one long movie.
I'm trying to. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, that's the thing with Netflix series. It's really hard to know what episode's what because you watch a few at a time.
You just need to finish it so we can talk about it because I'm tiptoeing around some things. Yeah, but I really like it. The bullies suck.
Right.
Winona Ryder's doing great. I like Harper. Hopper. I like his outlook on Mondays. Monday mornings. Coffee and contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Are you liking it though?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Was season 2 confirmed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like a week ago, I think.
Awesome. I can't wait for that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to stop talking into the mic. Because it's cool to have a real good mic, but I'm sure we're way over our time limit. Yeah,
almost an hour and a half.
And you got to drive like a half an hour back home.
Take Sean.
You live in Aurora.
What? I got to go to the hood.
Aurora.
I'm the soundboard now, biatch.
Have you seen you saw Suicide Squad, right?
No, I'm probably gonna see it this weekend.
What? So you I did see you it?
Saw it last weekend.
No, we didn't end up seeing it.
Why didn't you contact me?
We took Sabria to see.
Oh, so you still went and saw a movie?
That Pets movie, Secret Life of Pets. Secret Life of
so
Pets
it wasn't nice. That good. I take it.
For a kids movie, probably I wasn't too into it.
That sucks, because we can get into some kids' movies.
Yeah, but this one, like, I barely even remember a whole lot of it.
I guarantee that System of a Down part did not happen, did it?
No, that did. Every time that dog is showing up, it's listening to metal.
Okay, so it is just different songs, but metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that dog literally is in the movie 3 times for, 4 seconds at a time.
Okay.
But, and then the whole time I was trying to figure out who the fuck the main dog was. I'm like, I know that fucking voice. Yeah, I'm like, sit down. We're staying till the fucking credits. I gotta figure out who the fuck that is.
That's probably why you didn't enjoy the movie, is the whole time you were trying to think about who the fuck was in the movie.
There were so many voices in that.
And Dana Carvey.
It's gonna be like watching Sausage Party, trying to figure out who's
who. That movie looks hilarious.
It's out, like, tonight. Really? Tomorrow, yeah.
I thought it didn't come out till September.
No, it's out nowish.
No, and no, I have not seen Suicide Squad. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I've heard. I'll
be able to see it for a minute.
Everything from the game,
Of course, every movie, not just every movie, every goddamn thing anybody does anymore, we hear from both sides. Either there's a complete extremist for it or extremists against it. Nobody's like, I don't give a fuck. Whatever happened to the people that go, I don't give a fuck. Like us three. We don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm. Doesn't really affect us in any way.
The only thing we care about is we hate child molesters.
Right. It's like, it ruined our childhood.
I can get behind that.
Right, it's just funny to think that some of these people.
God damn it. That's it. You're getting a boo for that.
Aww.
Nice. No, some of the funny thing is like trying to think like saying these things ruin your childhood. And it's like, how can it effectively go back in time and ruin your childhood?
Well, yeah, it's like I've always said, it's not getting in a time machine, going back in time, and face fucking your mom in front of you.
Right, yeah. It's like runs in there and slaps your dad under the ass right before they finish, and guess what? Now you're never born. That ruined your fucking childhood.
It's happened once.
Rich, you may have ruined someone's childhood. Oh, wait, no. I finished that night, so no.
Damn.
and
Cap Confessions here.
We have officially gone to the awkward side of everything. We have officially hit the dark side of the cast. Slapped in the balls by my brother.
Yep, that was good.
And he seems very proud of it because he tells the story a lot.
That's just so random.
You're not the one that got your balls?
That would have been so random.
Anyway, Richie was really drunk. Let's just make that clear right now before anybody's like, hey, Richie, why is he slapping people's balls?
Our live feed has 5 views. That's great.
I'm sure they didn't even watch it all.
Remember, you looked at it. You so might be.
It has 4 views.
Well, maybe when he watches it, it counts as us. Do we count as a view? Is that like is it the same as us liking our own posts?
I don't know if possibly. It would.
They're like, who likes this? Nerdcube likes this. Oh, great. Now we're fucking ignorant. Like, now we're all just cocky little bastards. Who's good enough? We are.
I like what I said. Oop. Like, I have to fucking remind myself not to do that all the time. Because I'll look at something that one of you two posts, and I'm like, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, I can't like that. We'll look retarded.
I think it happened a lot on Northern Colorado.
Huh?
I think it happened a lot on Northern Colorado.
I think pretty much every single post.
Almost every single post because somebody was dumb and liked it because so many, there was like 12 of us that were registered.
Usually it was me, probably.
And no one seemed to realize.
The one thing I could do.
Seemed to realize. God damn, it's almost 10 o'clock. Anyway.
How the time flies. Now we're just.
Yeah. I say,
what's that?
What? Timmy's trying to do sign language. Just speak up, fuckface.
No, it's fine.
Do we need to empty?
Speak up, Gigi.
Yes, put more, and keep talking. I want to keep talking.
Keep
it. I'm not done. We've done 2 hour talking. I want to keep talking. There's no lures. Are you seriously playing that on our...
It so just went through the mixer.
Stop it. Shut it off now, then.
I just had to see if it worked. Yes, you all heard my Pokemon go. It went. You heard my Pokemon went.
You suck.
Now Sean is a sound effects machine, apparently.
Well, I wish I could remember the sounds exactly.
Were you trying to be that guy from Police Academy?
Oh, Michael Winslow? No.
Yeah, that's the
horrible.
Horrible. Just terrible.
I don't know what it is. It's just full of beeps and boops.
Lost the sweeps, lost the creeps, and it lost the beeps.
That's it. Thank you. Boop. Boop.
Always hate when I forget things. What is that?
You don't find anything? We ain't found shit!
You find anything? No, sir, nothing yet. Do you find anything? No, sir, nothing yet. Hey, y'all find anything? We ain't found shit!
Mel Brooks is a genius.
Yep, that's how I feel when I'm looking for Pokemon now.
Kinda. I always find stuff.
I ain't found shit!
I always find stuff, but it's always shit.
Yeah,
I rarely find what's on my sightings when it's something good. Except for that Kabutops. I found a Kabutops today.
Nice.
I hate you for that.
You know, I'm starting to wish some of those memes. It's like when you transfer Pokemon and they get shredded up into the thing. I want to do
that. It gives me a satisfying pleasure thinking that's happening to every Pidgey I send.
Yeah. I got enough Pidgeys!
Good catch. Good catch.
That was nice.
Pidgey's a bitch.
And I think we should end it on Pidgey's a bitch.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. So,
fuck you, Pidgey.
Yep, we're all in agreement that Pidgey is a bitch.
Hopefully you like the sounds of our soothing voices.
So soothing.
Oh, I don't know what the hell that was about, but all right.
That was me orgasming into the mic.
Wow. I don't think people wanted to know that was the sound you made. You guys should have saw his face.
Right?
It was pretty sexy.
I wouldn't say sexy. All right, I thought we were ending up Pidgey's a bitch. Okay, all right. Back to Pidgey's a bitch.
Pidgey's a bitch.
And until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.